Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for culturalmining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. So monster movies have, it's always been a particular movie genre, but one that only had one monster, like the mummy, the vampire, the Frankenstein's monster, the wolfman, the wicked witch, always just one, the. But now something happened with zombies. All of a sudden monsters have become a quantity, a substance, a tradable commodity like pork-bellied futures. Never just one, there's always like an endless number of them running after the heroes. And because it's a commodity, they collect them, trade them, mash them together with other genres with the hope that they can get a big hit movie, like the vampire teen romance, which shall remain nameless. So this week I'm looking at three current attempts at a smash hit using some sort of monster mashup. I'm looking at a fairy tale revenge action thriller, a zom-com, and a zom-rom-com-drom. Okay, first try is Hansel and Gretel Witch Hunters, directed by Tommy Vercola. Okay, the name says it all. Hansel and Gretel, they're the kids who were lured into a gingerbread house through a rainbow-colored anus-shaped doorway with a wicked witch who wants to eat them, but they escape. Okay, so they're grown up now, and they live somewhere in medieval Germany. People live in wooden huts, they have dirt on their face, they ride horses, and they accuse pretty girls of witchcraft. But it's fairy tale land, so they also have things like record players, double-barreled shotguns, tasers, stuff like that. So the brother and sister team, played by Jeremy Renner and Gemma Atherton, want revenge on all the witches. Why? Because they killed their mother. So they brutally shoot, maim, and bludgeon these old ladies with sticks as they hang upside down from a tree. They may be old women, but they have scaly skin, and they're wicked and cannibalistic, and they talk like monsters. So they deserve to die, you see. Okay, so with the help of some good allies, including Thomas Mann as Ben, a teenage fan with witch hunter exploits, and a sympathetic troll, they all set out to stop the witches, a cabal. If they don't get there before the next full moon, the witches will become indestructible and take over the world. But will Hansel and Gretel also discover some hidden secrets from their own past? Okay, Hansel and Gretel is basically just a gun-toting shoot-'em-up action thriller with a fairy tale theme and a Middle European feel. I think it's a bit too gunny for kids. There's even a scene where they bless the bullets, bringing God and guns together again. And it's a bit too retro in its outlook, with women as victims who ultimately need to be rescued by men. But most of all, it's just a fast-moving, violent revenge pick. If that's what you're looking for, that's what it is. Next is Cockneys vs. Zombies, directed by Matthias Hoene or Hoene. Okay, a big developer wants to put up a huge complex in the East End of London right on top of an old age home. So the dodgy brothers Andy and Terry, played by Harry Treadaway and Tasmus Hardiker, along with their East Ender cousin Katie, played by Michelle Ryan, decide to derail the project by stealing the builder's cash in a bank holdup. You see, their irascible Cockney wanker granddad, played by Alan Ford, raised the two boys, and he lives in the very same soon-to-be-demolished senior's home. He's a genuine Cockney, this one is. You can tell because he likes nothing better than gathering around a piano with his mates for a rousing round of knees-up Mother Brown, wearing a pearly vest. But little do any of them know that the builders accidentally opened a vault, letting loose an epidemic of slow-moving zombies groaning and dragging all over the East End. Will the two groups ever be able to meet up again? And will their working-class moxie outwit the undead? And will they rescue Wapping from the zombies? Okay, this zom-com is pure cheese. The dying scenes are dragged out to include every last mugging for the camera. Dialogue absolutely sucks. And the special effects consist of red rubber drippy things hanging from people's arms to represent the blood and gore. And then there's the bargain basement zombies in every scene that actually make the credit at the end of the movie. I think they corralled a few zombie walks and put them to work one afternoon for free. The pace was pretty slow, including the world's slowest chase scene with old Hamish with a walker slowly keeping ahead of the lethargic zombies grabbing at him. So good try, but this ain't no Attack the Block. Still, I liked it for what it was, a cheap, campy zombie movie. It's stupid funny movie. And as a bonus, you get Honor Blackman. She was the original James Bond pussy galore, as well as an Avenger, as a gun-toting oldster fighting off zombies beside the foul-mouthed granddad. All the acting was actually very good, especially a wax psycho with a metal plate in his head from the Iraq War. So if you like zombies, you like zombies, you like Cockneys, well, there you go. Zombies, Cockneys together in one movie. And finally is Warm Bodies, directed by Jonathan Levine. Okay, so it's a post-apocalyptic world with an uneasy truth between two sides divided by a wall. The zombies, called corpses, are on the outside and the living people are on the inside. But when the humans venture out to fight the zombies, a young woman named Julie, played by Teresa Palmer, is rescued or kidnapped and taken home by one of the zombies named R, played by UK actor Nicholas Holt, who was Tony on the Skins. The story is told from the point of view of him, the young guy. He collects music, lives in an abandoned airplane, likes hanging out with his pal M, played by Rock Corddry, and he just happens to eat brains. So inside his head, it's all, does she like me? Oh, awkward moment. Oh, Jesus, these clothes make me look awful. But on the outside, he's just, rrr. But after he eats Julie's boyfriend's brains, he takes over her memories. He becomes almost human. Gradually, the crush he has on Julie begins to warm the cockles of his heart. And on her part, she realizes zombies are just like you and me, only dead. And the real bad guys aren't the corpses, but the bonies. These are zombies who've given up and turned into walking evil skeletons. But will her militaristic dad, played by John Malkovich, ever accept a corpse within the family home? He only wants Capulets, not corpsulets. Okay, bad one. Can their love overcome the cultural divide, or will it all end in tragedy? I like this movie. Warm Bodies is fun story, good script, lots of new stuff to keep you interested all the time. Holt and Annalee Tipton as Julie's friend are both really good. Teresa Palmer as Julie, less so. Warm Bodies is a very cute Shakespearean zom-rom-com-drom with lots of visual references thrown in, everything from Bruce LaBruce's Otto to Edward Scissorhands. So make a really good pre-Valentine's Day horror date movie. Hansel and Gretel's Witch Hunters is now playing. Warm Bodies opens today in Toronto, and Cockneys vs. Zombies is showing as part of the Cineplex Great Digital Festival with a big screen classics, including films by Kubrick, Spielberg, and even, this is one I recommend, An American Werewolf in London, all playing for $6. Check your local listings for details. This is Daniel Garber, the movies each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM. And on my website, culturalmining.com.